One final thing to add. I forgot to mention before when I was talking about us getting married in Canada. And it relates, I guess, to the different family courts around the country. In WA, we had the foresight of maintaining our family court, which allowed the government to give us access to that for breaking up relationships and disposing of assets. Whereas other states, because they devolved that power to the federal sphere some time ago, people have to go through the Supreme Court. But so we're covered as a de facto couple if we ever split up. Not going to. We could divide our assets through the court. Mm. But we can't ever get divorced. We were married in Canada, where they had no residency requirements for being married, but they have a residency requirement for accessing their divorce courts. And because we're not married in Australia, we could not get a divorce here. We could get married again in Australia, but then we'd be bigamists in Canada. So it's an interesting side effect of the difference between the international and the federal law, I guess.